This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. This week, love is in the air. So I'm thinking about how God's love endures despite our actions. Recently, I was talking about how God is in the business of changing hearts. And I spoke about Rahab, a prostitute who chose God above her own lifestyle. And what's important to understand is that God doesn't just start to love us or believe in us once we have a change of heart or begin to see the light. His love endures while we're living in a dark place and possibly making poor choices. And when I think about this, I think about Peter's life. So one day Jesus was asking the disciples who the people around town said the Son of Man was. And some of them said that he's John the Baptist, and others said he's Elijah. And then Jesus asked, well, who do you say that I am? And Peter said, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And Jesus told Peter that he was blessed because only his Father in heaven revealed that to him. And so the key is that God chose to reveal this to Peter, even when he knew Peter would later deny him. And in the same way, he could have chosen to change the heart of another woman, but he chose Rahab, a prostitute. So let us appreciate the fact that God's love and grace are sufficient to endure despite our actions. And as we reflect on that, let us be comforted by these words. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, know that his love endures.